Much of the debate over using stem cells from human embryos for research has focused on the political peril President Bush faces. If he allows research to proceed with federal money, he will alienate many conservative constituents and millions of Catholics. There's another constituency that sees equal peril in a decision not to fund the research. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Republicans have made a name for themselves in supporting biomedical research in recent years. It was the Republican-led Congress, not the Clinton administration, that launched the campaign to double funding for the National Institutes of Health. Ed Cutler was health policy advisor to former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. He says that supporting biomedical research comes easily to Republicans. Even conservatives agree that it's appropriate for the federal government to back research that fosters economic growth.
I'd say that doubling the NIH budget was a confluence of two good things for Republicans, consistent with Republican ideology and good politics. And many times Republicans in dealing with health care have to face what some see as good politics and find it inconsistent with what they believe as what Republican ideology is.
And Cutler agrees that the fear of appearing anti-research is part of why the stem cell decision expected soon is so difficult for the president. But it's not the votes of the research community that are at stake.
Republicans want to be seen as pro-future. It's really being seen as pro-future, pro-science. How do science and technology benefit Americans? So by saying that, would they be concerned about people in the biomedical industry voting for Democrats? It's not that. It's really more the broader positioning of the party, the broader positioning of George W. Bush.
But George W. Bush already has a position on embryonic stem cell research. At least opponents of federal funding say he had one during the campaign when he was courting their votes. Former presidential candidate and conservative activist Gary Bauer says it was one of the rare abortion-related issues where candidate Bush took a definitive stand.
Well, his position during the campaign was that he opposed federal money being used in any research that resulted in the destruction of a human embryo. And that's clearly what does happen in embryonic stem cell research. So it would be a complete about-face.
And Bauer says that if the president does somehow decide to allow the research to continue, it won't go over well with the Christian right.
This will disturb a lot of people who took the president at his word during the campaign that he embraced a sanctity of life ethic. And it will make them more skeptical and dubious in the future and make it more likely that they'll watch the administration more closely on these sorts of issues.
But there's another group that's watching the president every bit as closely as those on the other side, and they will draw just as profound a conclusion from his decision, biomedical research groups. Dave Moore is the executive director of the Ad Hoc Group for Medical Research Funding, which lobbies for additional NIH funds.
I think most people in the research advocacy community will view this as something that's being driven completely by politics or almost completely by politics. And I think that it will be very damaging for the White House in terms of their reputation in supporting research.
It seems that with every passing day, events make the issue more complicated. Last week, two groups of scientists, using private money, said they've actually created embryos for the purpose of harvesting stem cells for research. That served to harden the positions of research opponents and made a compromise that much harder to find. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.